Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, if you like what you hear, click follow.
I'm curious as to how things might change in our market with this whole purchase possibility. Now, again, the way it is, the FCC doesn't allow you to pretty much own in a whole market, but right. It's believed that that may change. So do you have separate, because we do know when YOU and BRE, it used to be BRE, YOU, and WNEP, 3 separate stations. BRE and YOU merge. There's no doubt it absolutely led to job losses because they're together now.
Yeah.
And you don't need all those people. I would hate to see where, if they do, and if it is allowed, who's left, who's gone. I would hate to see that. I think competition is always better for the community, only because it makes each of them stay at the top of their game. If you know, I mean, I remember being a news reporter and the competition that we had with WARM, because they were the news leader, you know, and here I was at WILK, the excitement of scooping them on a story. Yeah. It was like, not that it happened very often. It took years for us to get there, but
yeah, that's really,
in the beginning, it would be like, yeah, here's something, you go cover. I had it first, and we would have tape rolling on them all the time because we'd go and we'd have it, and then we'd go, check back. Did they have it at the top of the hour? That's how we did things. It was a friendly rivalry. That was what made everybody better. We used to have a wall on our newsroom. If our mic flag made it into the newspaper, so
some people could see a little picture.
So, yeah, because you'd see what, you know, if the DA was talking about a verdict or whatever, you'd have your mic flag in there and we would cut them up and we would put them on the wall. All I'm saying this for is because it makes things better. It keeps people at the top of their game when they know that they'll be held accountable. If somebody else is able to say, I did that and they didn't, I don't think it's ever good when you lose, especially when it comes to local news that breaks news or does independent reporting. We're not talking the, I listen to the scanner, there's a fire, I'm going to show up. That's pretty much what a lot of news places do, but that's not the proactive.
Right.
I heard there's a problem in such and such department. I'm going to go and do investigative reporting. And that's the kind of stuff that is good for the community. You feel like you have someone who's watching out for you because you can't always trust that the people you elect or the people that get hired into some of these positions are going to do the right thing. That's like saying, oh, businesses will self-regulate. There's a reason why we have regulations and government does watch certain things, because if left to their own devices, many of these places would go, what's the bottom line? How can we make money? Oh, who cares how many other people get hurt? That's just the way it goes. So I guess just talking about how things used to be.
Yeah.
And I'd go cover a story and there would be 15 reporters there. You see a story now, you'd probably have newspaper reporter, possibly two, and then WNEP and then BRE and YOU together. You'd be like if you had four people show up. It's a whole different world today than it was in the good old days, right? So I don't think it's good for us to not have competing journalists.
I mean, I think they're out there, but they don't have the platform behind them. The platform itself, whether it's the TV station or the radio station, it's a little different now.
Oh, no, I'm not saying it isn't different because news departments are expensive.
Yeah.
They are expensive. It is expensive to hire people because a reporter who is an investigator, it's very hard to say you're going to be an investigative reporter, but you also have to be our main reporter for everything else. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes an investigative report, it could take you weeks to have one or two reports with the information you've gathered.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns.
If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
So it really does. It's changed things. I mean, now we have podcasters doing stuff as well and other things.
And you can't really underestimate some of these people because sometimes it's about how you put it out there in the presentation versus the content itself. And I think you run into situations years ago. There was a guy when I was in California, he was a listener of my stupid Top 40 morning show. And he's like, yeah, I'm a journalist. And I was like, where? He's like, oh, I'm online. And I just kind of we kept in touch a little bit. Next thing you know, I forget what story it was. He broke like some national story.
Uh-huh.
And it was legit. It wasn't like, and I'm like, wow, so you really can have a big platform. So, I mean, look, things have changed. People are, it's all settling out. I don't know what's going to happen, but you're right.
Right.
In an area like this, it really, things could slip through the cracks without someone
now,
keeping an eye on things.
Someone I think is a great reporter, and I've known him since my early days, you know, of reporting, and he was already seasoned then, Andy Mahalshik. He's with the I team, you know, WBRE. Yeah. I mention this because there's a story in the news. And he has a special report. I guess he's doing it on his podcast, The Mahalshik Files. And there's a story on pahomepage.com taking a look back at how a wife poisoned and killed husband. It's a weird, clunky headline. I don't think he wrote that. But anyway, it gets into the story of Joanne Curley, which in all my years of, you know, covering news, and I had started back in the mid to late 80s. This one is the one that is so horrific to me. I mean, all murders are horrible, but this one, the suffering and pain that her poor husband, Robert Curley, went through is just unimaginable. Reading that statement, you know, when she was arrested, the affidavit with all the details is heartbreaking. And I mention this because there's a story here talking about it because Andy Mahalshik has a podcast. Now you can go and listen to it, and I would encourage you to do so. But in this story, they got a quote, it looks like, from Peter Paul Olszewski, who was the Luzerne County District Attorney at the time. And he talks about the fact that we were able to take an unsolved cold case, the foremost forensic scientist involved in the case, and successfully arrest, prosecute, and convict her of third-degree murder. That was terrific. That just bothered me. And it's always bothered me that they took a plea of third-degree murder in that case. That was a premeditated horrific torture and killing of a good man. And that should have been a first degree conviction, and that should have been a death penalty case. Isn't she out now? I know she's been up for parole a number of times. I believe she it's that is horrific. So that was terrific. There's been a lot. I believe they would have been able to prove this thing in a court of law. I believe they would have gotten a jury to understand. They had the testing on and the levels and how they'd spike after she would show up in the hospital. He literally told a nurse, grabbed her arm and said, "My wife is trying to kill me." When I saw that, I'm like, that was one of the biggest miscarriages of justice I think I've ever seen. Third degree for a premeditated poisoning of a man. And it's just, it freaks me out to this day. I feel so sad for that man and his family and what they had to go through. But he does have a podcast, and I think it's called The Michalczyk Files.
Yeah.
So you can also listen to more if you look up the case. It's just really, really disturbing.
Yeah, we're not short on information in this, where there's a lot. If you have an interest in almost anything, you can find extensive amounts of
coverage. She was released in 2016, okay. By the way. Ugh. I think Carol Crane, reporter, if we talk about the great reporters of our time, I believe from the Citizen's Voice, Carol Crane may have been the one who really, really did a lot in that case as well to get movement on it.
Hey, if you like what you hear, click follow.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.